81 degrees at 3 o'clock. I'm Ed Orzechowski, WDRC Hartford. When Congress returns to work in early September, sanctions against the South African government will be one of the key issues considered. Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, says the economic actions being considered are relatively mild. And the Indiana Republican told U.S. News & World Report that President Reagan should have no reason to veto the bill. Meanwhile, Congressman William Gray, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, says the Reagan administration's policy toward the apartheid government of South Africa is not working.
We are seen by the developing nations of the world as an accomplice, a co-conspirator.